361, Mount Air Farms, Inc., south of Road 24, a special use exception for a resource recovery plant.
Very tight.
Did you all get your, did you all get your copy of this?
He's supposed to deliver that to us, but?
Yeah, well, you know.
I'm sure Dennis won't mind.
How many people you calling as witnesses? I think they called your kids. State your name and address, please.
John Renz.
Sorry, Mr. Chairman.
23400 Windy Acres Lane.
Billboards up.
And you swear upon the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, all truth, and nothing but the truth.
I do.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the Board of Adjustment. My name is Dennis Schrader. I'm the attorney for Mount Air Farms of Delaware, who is the applicant in case number 10,361. I have with me a number of people this evening, not all of whom are going to be asked to testify. I have with me John Wren, who has been sworn. He's the Director of Engineering and Environmental Services at Mount Air. He will be our witness. I also have with me John Shahan, who's an engineer with AWB Engineers, Lee Beechin, Bob Kerr, and Brian Lynch, all engineers from Cabe Associates, and Frank Key, who is a land planning consultant for Mount Air. This application is before you because of the requirements of the Sussex County Zoning, Zoning Code that requires that in a heavy industrial district, in an HI1, if an application is made which is considered to be potentially hazardous, then the site plan needs to be reviewed by the Board of Adjustment pursuant to Section 115-111. In fact, this type of application has been deemed by the director to be such a site as would be expected from something that results or is associated with the poultry industry. So we're here this evening not really looking for a variance or a special exception, but we are here this evening looking for you to review the site plan, and we are going to demonstrate to you that with reference to those matters that would be associated with the heavy industrial use, which would be traffic, odor, noise, dust, air or water pollution issues, all of those things have been considered by the applicant in the preparation of the site plan and taken into consideration, and we are moving forward to eliminate or alleviate any potential harm that may come from those. I will point out to you, as you may already be aware, this application will not stop at this process this evening. There are other applications that will be required of my client, including air discharge permits, land application discharge permit, and coastal zone application will be required. This is the first of some many steps along the way. Having introduced the client and the consultants, each of you has received a copy of the exhibit book. The boards that we have available for your view and for the view of the public behind us are boards that are enlargements of things that are contained in the book. And as you have had the opportunity to review this over the last couple days, you'll see where we have given you location maps, we have given you site plans to look at, the proposed facility plan, the facility perspective, the permitting requirements, technical information about a piece of equipment called a thermal oxidizer. And what I'm going to do is ask John Wren to come forward, and we're going to explain to you how those parts come together and what they mean as far as this particular application is concerned. John, would you introduce yourself, please, to the members of the board?
Yes, I'm John Wren, Director of Engineering and Environmental for Mount Air Farms.
And you all own the site on Route 24 where this proposed location is, correct?
That's correct.
And John, if you would you step over to, maybe you better step over to that board, and describe for the members of the Board of Adjustment what's on the site and what's in the surrounding areas.
Our site consists of approximately a little bit over 2,800 acres. And the complex is basically around 24 divides the complex. We're on the south side and the north side of the Route 24. It's basically all agricultural around us. The main complex is right here. And then if we put any river power plant on here, Pinnacle Creek. That's about the description of the site.
And this site is currently actively used by Mount Air Farms, correct?
That's correct.
And what do you do with this site currently?
We're a poultry processing company. We have a hatchery, feed mill, processing plant, truck shop, farm shop, and administrative office on the site.
And to the best of your knowledge, how long has all of this been in existence at this site?
Mount Air purchased the facility from Townsend's back in the mid-90s.
And before you bought it in the 90s, do you have any idea how long it was in existence as a Townsend facility?
I believe the one part the admin office was the original hatchery, which was back in, I think, in the 50s or maybe even earlier than that.
Okay. Could you describe for the benefit of the board what you propose to do with this site? And first off, let me ask you, there's a red square or what have you on here. That is the proposed site, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Describe for the benefit of the board what it is you propose to do with that particular site.
What we propose to do at this facility is a state-of-the-art resource recovery facility, which has the best technology available, where we're going to bring in product and we're going to take all the unused animal protein and convert it into usable protein. And the end product will be basically used as ingredients in animal food.
And the product that you bring is called offal, is that correct?
That's correct.
And that is defined, or not defined, but is referred to in Section 115 of the code. Why have you chosen this point?
Excuse me?
Why are you coming here? Why have you chosen this place?
We wanted this facility, of course, because we have the acreage and we have the processing facility right at this location. I mean, it's just plenty of land, and it's just a small footprint compared to the rest of the facility.
If we could, let's take that board down. And tell me what the second board shows, John.
This is basically an aerial photograph of the complex. This is Route 24. Like I said, we're on the south side and the north side of 24. This is the proposed facility. It's approximately three-tenths of a mile from about 24. It sits back behind the large grain tanks. This is the main road coming into the facility.
And so the facility that we're proposing this evening will sit to the rear of all of the currently existing facilities. Is that right?
That's correct.
And gentlemen, members of the board, if you take a look at tab 6, I believe it is the second computer drawing, and John, I'll ask you to refer to it. This is a view of the proposed site with the actually computer-generated
That's correct.
And this is portrays what would be seen from the highway.
That's correct. That photograph was taken right back here where you, right before you approach the facility. So it's basically this angle.
How far, or can you tell me how far, the proposed site would be from adjacent properties, farming operations, houses? As far as traffic goes, John, let's take a look at the second board again. Can you show
show of the traffic pattern in and out of this site for the members of the board?
Yes, the truck traffic, it's cut off here, but actually there's a turn lane here for trucks on the further west on 24. But the main traffic for the trucks that come in here, this is inbound and outbound scale. And then the trucks go around the facility.
And they will be two-way traffic on both on that loop or just one-way traffic?
Two-way traffic.
And do you have any estimate as to how many additional trucks would be brought into this site as a result of this facility being built, if it were permitted?
Yes. I actually ran through some numbers. It looks like it's going to be less than 0.5% increase in traffic, which basically equates to about approximately one extra truck a day.
Are there any, or is there anything that you will be doing at this proposed plant site that will address any potential noise issues from it?
Yes, the facility is totally enclosed. It's a concrete structure. A large percentage of the equipment is actually below grade in a lower basement type area. So noise damping will occur there, and also there's some fans that are on top of the roof of the facility. The discharge of the fans are pointed up, and Mount Air is going to put a device called soft starts on the fans, which actually ramps up the fans slowly so you don't get the belt squealing and the big inrush on the fans that create all the noise associated with the fans.
And did I understand you say the fans will be pointed vertically so that whatever noise from the fans goes up rather than out to adjacent properties?
That's correct. The fans will be approximately, I believe, about 30 or 40 feet.
Are those portrayed on the third board, please? The actual site plan?
Dean, can you turn your mic around?
First, if you will you indicate for the benefit of the board where the proposed facility is?
Yes, right here.
And just to get everybody oriented, Route 24 is where?
Right here.
And everything in between is the existing facilities, correct?
That's correct.
And where would these fans be located? On the rooftop of what structure?
On this structure right here.
Okay. Is there any dust that would be associated with this particular proposed use?
No, that basically the whole area is going to be concrete, asphalt, and the non-driveway areas will be grass.
Insofar as the new proposed use is concerned, are there any odor issues that would be associated with it?
No, what we've designed the receiving portion of the building so that a tractor trailer can be backed into the facility and the door can be closed. And we're installing rapid roll doors, which close within 8 to 10 seconds. The entire building has a negative pressure. We're designing it with a negative pressure, and all of the room or the building air is going to be directed through a air scrubbers for odor control. And also, inside the plant on specific pieces of equipment, we have a specially designed duct, which is going to be to take all the odors from that those pieces of equipment, and it will be directed into a thermal oxidizer. And a thermal oxidizer is the best technology in the world as far as odor elimination. It's basically 99% efficient in odor elimination.
And for the benefit of the board, I would direct your attention to tab number 8, which is a cutaway sketch of the equipment that will be placed in this particular building. And John, if you'll step over here for just a second, can you indicate where the roll-up doors and where the trucks will be entering the facility?
Yes, this is the receiving area.
And where will be the, are the fans shown on here?
No, the fans are on the roof.
How about the thermal oxidizer?
The thermal oxidizer is on the back side of the
building. Okay. And the actual processing will take part in which part of the plant?
Right in the center of the plant.
Okay. Now, will you be kind enough to explain to the Board of Adjustment what the thermal oxidizer is? What is a thermal oxidizer?
It's a device that odors are directed into the thermal oxidizer, and there's a certain retention time, several seconds in there, and all of the contaminants that are in the odor or in the air of the VOCs, they're actually totally oxidized in this piece of equipment. And that's how it becomes 99.9% odor-free.
And in order to have the thermal oxidizer, are you going to be required to have an air discharge permit for this particular plant? And you guys have made application or have begun the process of making the application?
That is correct.
As far as any water pollution issues are concerned, is there any water application or discharge that would come from this proposed plant?
Yes.
And where would that come from and where would it go?
Right now, it's going to be it's going to come from the center of the processing area, and then there's a small treatment device that's inside the plant, and after that it will go into the existing wastewater treatment plant.
And will that also require a permit from the state of Delaware?
That's right.
And that would be the modification of a land application permit, correct?
That's correct.
And what is the quality of the water that would come from, after it's been treated, what is the quality of the water that would go into the holding lagoons and the discharge sites?
It won't be any different than what our quality is now.
The residual lands that you have, how will they be affected by this particular project?
We'll continue to use them the same way.
And other than losing, what is it, about 45,000 square feet?
That's correct.
There won't be any change in the use of the lands?
That's correct.
Okay. And you have, in fact, I think I've asked this question before, but I want to make sure it's on the record. You, in fact, are aware that you have to have an air discharge permit, land application permit, and a coastal zone permit.
That's correct.
Thank you. Gentlemen, that's going to conclude my presentation on behalf of Mount Air. I do have, as you can imagine, because this is technical and not legal, I have a whole handful of engineers over here just chomping at the bit to... They would just love for you to ask them 15 or 20 questions, I'm sure. I also would like to point out that if you take a look at tab 8, there also is a representation of the particular equipment called the Harslev air scrubber, which is the equipment that is proposed to be placed on this site. And I'll stand here and wait for questions.
Okay.
And we'll direct them to the right people as we get them.
Counselor, what are they doing with the unused protein now? I mean, what happened here? I mean, this sounds great, like a nice, you know, great technology, I mean, but where is it going now?
Presently, we have a third-party company that is hauling our, taking away our unused protein and taking it out of state and processing it.
Gotcha.
And if this were to take, if you don't mind, Mr. Rickard, let me follow up with that.
Can I just ask that you get your witnesses as close to a microphone someplace as you can?
Okay. I'll move.
Okay.
John, if you have this plan here, this will result in more employment for the particular area?
That's correct. This facility will, we're estimating to employ 38 employees.
And it will serve both this site and the Selbyville site?
That's correct.
And I assume that one of the benefits of having it here is that it doesn't go to a third-party provider and it doesn't go across the roads wherever it goes, but it would be brought here and treated by you all.
That's correct. We're actually at an economic disadvantage with the third party taking the material.
And by economic disadvantage, I suppose you mean that in this day and age that you could actually make a little more money if you could have it here.
That's correct, and also if the third-party hauler decided not to take our product anymore, we'd have to shut down.
Mm. And I suppose you'd also spend some money.
That's correct.
You have any idea how much you would spend?
On the facility?
Yeah, if you were to build this.
Oh, $28 million.
Okay.
I knew somewhere along the line there we were going to get to that.
Well, I think it's a fair question. I just kind of want to know what it is.
How would this proposed use differ, if any, from the existing use? of the property. In terms of sound, smell?
It should not be any different with all of the items that we're putting in the design of the plant.
So no change environmentally?
That's correct.
It may be better, Mr. Mills, with the thermal oxidizer.
What is, as far as sound, any projections as to sound levels from the plant, additional sound?
The sound levels are projected to be less than the existing facility right now.
Less than 55 decibels? That's normally a...
Less than a conversation?
Yeah.
Between two people? Thank you.
Question, does Mount Air by chance have another facility like this in some other part of the country?
No, we do not.
Should be the first.
That's correct.
Your waste, what are you going to put that, use it back in chicken feed? Or what are we going to do with that waste?
It's chicken feed.
It goes back into chicken feed?
That's correct, and pet food.
So you got to have a way of hauling that back into your plant too? Your waste? You got the waste you got now, and you got to have a way now to haul it back in, right? So you can dump it.
That's correct. It'll be done by, we won't, you know, right now the third party comes in and hauls all the material out, which is basically 77% water, so there's a lot of trucks leaving. But we're going to use our own internal jockey trucks to take the material from the processing plant and back it right into the resource recovery plant.
Will you be looking down the road to take it from any other, like, Allen's or Purdue?
This plant, right, is just designed just for our two plants.
Just for, you
just for the capacity. That's correct.
The the existing water treatment facility will handle the treated water that's used in this process?
Yes, it'll be reviewed by DENREC, and it'll be determined that it can be, yes.
Okay, so you don't have any plans for any expansion of that water treatment facility unless they deem that it is needed?
That is correct.
Also, you mentioned using the jockey trucks to move the trailers from this facility. Would that mean that you would be able to utilize some access to the new plant to the rear of the processing facility rather than come out on 24 and then go right back in?
That is correct. That's one of the reasons it's positioned where it is, so it can go right from the processing plant.
So really the only traffic that would be using 24 would be the product that you're hauling from Selbyville plant into, and then whatever, I guess this product would be hauled back out to Frankfurt.
That's correct. We'll use some at the feed mill and at the site, and then Frankfurt and okay, Princess
so,
Anne.
So all the raw product from your processing facility here would be trafficked through the rear of your facility rather than out on 24 and then back in.
That is correct.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
Yeah, also another question. Would this alleviate a lot of traffic on 24 now that you're hauling it away right now, right? Is that true?
The overall study, it looks like it's going to increase by one truck a day.
Increase on 24?
Incoming tractor trailers to the facility.
Okay.
From your other plant?
As a result of the other plant.
Yes,
that's correct.
But you were taking it away now, right?
That is correct.
Now, how many trucks take that away? I mean, what's the volume of that? I mean, you're cutting down that volume, right, aren't you, by doing it?
Oh, that's correct, leaving the facility. Right. Yeah, it's actually about...
That's a significant point there because right, 24 is...
Yeah, if I remember correctly, it's at least 30 tractor trailers a day.
That's
going to leave the facility.
That will good.
The finished product, does it leave there bulk or packaged?
It is bulked. Bulk product.
You would still be utilizing dump trailers. Does this new facility, is it tall enough to utilize dump trailers to unload the raw product or are you using some other kind of trailer?
The trailers will be dump trailers, and we actually, like I said, we designed the building high enough and long enough so the entire trailer can dump inside the building.
trying to think of an engineering problem. Get some engineers up there.
Maybe you could give, maybe give him a math problem, Mr. Rickman.
Oh, yeah, there he is.
Mr. Workman's question raised a good point, and he's the one that asked you if you'd be bringing in product from any other poultry plants. You would not object to a stipulation if the board were to approve your application that would prohibit that, would you?
Meaning that we could not take it from Allen or...
From another poultry processor, correct. That you wouldn't expand the operation into something that it it would not, it was not intended to be in this application.
I think my client designed his plants exclusively for Mount
Farms. And that's, Farms. My question is, you wouldn't object to a stipulation that that remain the case?
I don't believe so.
In other words, you don't want to become a third party?
That's right.
Well, you know, given the economy the way it is, I suppose there's always a possibility of a merger or an acquisition.
Sure.
And I'm assuming that if Mr. Burrell writes the condition that if another company were acquired by Mount Air by way of merger or acquisition, then as long as it's under the control of Mount Air, I would hope that it would be acceptable.
It's subsidiaries.
Yeah. A good question. Very good point. Okay, any further questions?
Come on, I need an engineering question, Mr. Callaway.
I'm sorry?
These guys cost $1,000 an hour.
I'm sorry.
Give them something.
Yeah, try to think of something.
They're just wishing they made $1,000 an
hour. Okay.
We'll stand down.
No further questions? Okay, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
Mr. Chairman, I have a letter presented here from the Department of Agriculture from W. Edwin Key, Jr., Secretary, applauding Mount Air for their addressing the odor and water pollution and noises in a positive and effective manner. And they're quoting also that they're creating 38 new jobs. And they urge you to approve the project. And if you can, they can answer any questions for you. If he can answer any questions for you, if you feel free to contact them at any time.
Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Okay. All those that are in opposition that would like to speak, excuse me, would you please come forward now to be sworn in? Ma'am, you can go ahead. Again, all those that would like to speak at this time, please come forward and be sworn in.
Let's do the three of you first. Your names and addresses, please.
Faye Burton, 27508 Herbert Lane.
What was the first name?
Patsy Taylor, 3221 West Hilton Street, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Okay. Would the three of you swear a firm testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Okay. Now, if you could step back, we'll let the next wave up. I don't know. Sir, name and address.
Junior Lee Wise.
Address? Okay. Ma'am?
Martha Wise. 27502 Herbert Lane, Millsboro, Delaware.
Sir.
Preston Wise, and my address 27504. Same address.
Okay.
Herbert Lane.
And do the three of you Okay. The testimony about you're about to give the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Good evening.
Good evening. Hi. We have opposition for Mountain Air Farms, and the reason being, we're not engineers and we're not lawyers. We're just someone concerned about our health and environment. So what I like to say, we oppose it because right now we have an issue with water in our community, and we are being supplied by Mountain Air Farms with salt, the ion osmosis, which they supply us monthly with solar salt. because they had contaminated our water. And so now we're concerned with, as the gentleman spoke, mentioned, hazardous materials. He also mentioned about the dust. So if it's contaminants, and he already stated that no matter what, it's going to go through. But I'm asking you tonight to hear our plea. Me and my husband were supposed to retire, and he passed away in 2006. And in the winter, I live in Philadelphia. In the summer, I stay here. I have been buying bottled water to cook with and to drink because I don't trust the water that we get. I contacted Environmental Protection. They mentioned that the nitrates in our water is still the same. That's why we're still receiving salt. So I'm asking you to think twice. I have to pay medical insurance. I don't have medical insurance. I have to buy my medical insurance. And I want to stay healthy. So would you consider not okaying this project? Thank you.
Hi.
Good evening, ma'am.
I live on Herbert Lane. We don't live a half a mile away. We can walk there in 3 minutes, across the field. Mm-hmm. So we are real close to Mineir. Then my other family, we all live side by side. I have to pay for my salt. They don't, because the people that did my well said they went 70 feet, and theirs, I think, is like 35 feet. But my water is still bad. I continue to buy my own water. Mm-hmm. And before, I used to live in Berlin before I moved back home on the family property. And the plant there, even the mayor wanted to close the plant down in Berlin, Maryland, because it was just the odor, it was just destroying the town. So finally the plant end up closing up. But I don't want to go through that again with that odor, because mm-hmm. I have grandchildren now that I'm sitting home babysitting for.
Okay. All right, ma'am. Thank you.
I just want to say about the traffic. Now, you said there won't be that many trucks going. But I know when towns had that soybean plant, a lot of mornings I'd come in, I couldn't even get out on the highway. There'd be so much traffic. I had to go get one of them guys, get out of the trailer, and let me out on the highway. It'd be lined up from Millsboro. And you could see me and come back. And it was a problem. And later on, after Southland sold it, they closed it down. So they don't, so many people don't come down there no more. And another thing I was thinking about, the smell. He said it might not have the smell, the scent, you know, coming from the plant, waste plant. And that could be a problem. And like our water, but we already have a problem with the natural in it. So I know whether, you know, if they had something like that, it would get worse. So that's why I'd be against it.
Mm-hmm. All right, sir. Thank you.
I'd say ditto to everything that has already been said, except for one thing I'd like to mention. He said the fans or something to be going. What if electric goes off or they have a problem with the machinery? What would happen then? I mean, we could get the odor or whatever, you know, or make the water worse. I worked at Townsend for 33 years, and while I was there, we never had any water problem until Mount Air moved there. And when the water was tested, we had all these nitrates, you know, more, and that's why we had to start getting salt. Or else put it with, and they said if they drilled the well deeper, we had to put up with rust or either get the salt machine. So we, you know, took the salt machine instead. But I don't trust it because the nitrates are still the same. They haven't gone down. And I have to go buy water constantly for my health. So I oppose this as well.
Thank you, ma'am.
I think we're covered by everything. I just want each one of you to consider what we had said here this evening. You know, as far as the, everything that they had covered, I know technology, we know it's changing day by day and it's getting better, but we know the economy, and I know they're talking about creation. I know he said 38 jobs. I thought that's what I heard. But I just want you all to consider what we have said to you tonight for, you know, our health and the traffic and everything that this is going to create. That's about all I have.
Thank you.
Hello. My question is for them. Where actually are you going to be coming from? Which side?
Yes. Just direct your questions to us.
Oh. I'm sorry. My question is, I want to know, actually, what side are they going to be coming around? That's what I want to know. The trucks.
The trucks? Uh-huh. Right. Well,
because where we live at on 24 is when we come in, you know where the weigh station is? We're coming in on down the lane where the irrigations are on both sides. We're coming in to the front way of 24.
If I understand it correctly, there's only one truck that would be coming from their Selbyville plant.
Okay.
Otherwise, it would be eliminating a lot of trucks that would be leaving with the offal.
Mm-hmm.
That they'll just be jockeying inside the plant.
Mm-hmm. Because in times past, we have been to court for a legal thing going on with Mount Air. And the road itself that we go on every day to go to our houses, they told us that we were responsible for that road. Yes, Tunnel and Razor was our lawyer. They were responsible for that. We are responsible for fixing that road.
That they use.
Yes. So if they messed it up, if we had to take pictures of it, if they messed it up, then they would have to fix it. You understand? So that's where we're running into a lot of problems back there. And furthermore, for my main concern is my children. I have young children. And the smell right now, it's terrible. It's really terrible. And I think that they need to really, really think about what they're doing with this stuff behind it. And I can walk from my house to what they're talking about. I can walk there, and it's not that far. And it's water there. It's water behind us. So I really would appreciate it if you really would look at this issue.
Perhaps we can ask that question of them about the truck traffic.
Where exactly do you live? Where exactly do you live? Are you just east of the plant, across the branch?
Oh, I can't see how, but
Here's a map. Are you 0.37 miles from the right here? This is east.
You're east of it.
Right on the 424 is?
Yes, that's 24.
That's going to the beach.
No.
Right there.
So you're there.
You're back here.
You're west towards Millsboro?
Yes.
Can you?
Mr. Bills, would you like to have the large picture?
Yeah. You can think it's right there. Larger picture.
It might be better.
This one.
Dick,
Where's it at, John?
Right out where it says 0.86 miles.
Okay. Right there.
Mm-hmm.
Is that where it's going to be?
Sir?
No, that's
where you are.
Sir?
Yes.
When did you put the salt in for your water?
When
Townsend had it or when Mount Air had it?
No, Mount Air. Mount Air. 2003 was
that when all happened when Mount Air took over, or how long was that before you found the problem out?
Well, they found the problem out, was it 2001?
2002.
Two. And we got the salt 2003. We was drinking that water all the time.
Did you have your water tested when Townsend was there?
We didn't have it. We didn't.
It
was tested. Okay.
Can you get up?
One at a time. Yeah, just come up to the mic, please, so we can be
all right.
Sorry. Thank you.
Yeah, the water has been, I can't tell you what year, but it has been tested before Mount Air was there, and it always was normal.
And what's causing a problem now? The wastewater they're pumping out now is causing that?
Contaminants, yes, from the wastewater.
From the wastewater.
I have a letter here to the effect. Would you like to see the letter?
Yes, please.
Let me have that, ma'am.
You, we're going to put this in the record. Is that okay?
I see it. To the irrigation.
Okay, this is going to be in the record.
So they use the treated water for irrigation.
Yeah.
I also like to say that my grandpa, where we live on Herbert Lane, is it's an estate. It was the Burton's estate. And my grandparents were movers and shakers of Millsboro. And they got along very well with Townsends. But since Mountaineer has been there, we have had nothing but problems. But I just want you to know that it was the Burtons that really originated this Millsboro from the Nanticoke Indians.
Thank you, sir.
Bye. Mr. Schrader, can your applicant address the road issue?
Yeah, I'd also like to address the salt and water issue too, Mr. Mills and Mr. Yes, Chairman, if you would permit that. Mr. Wren, would you like to come back up?
Yeah, I'm going to ask you to do that.
I don't know if you followed everything that was said about the traffic, but can you explain again for the benefit of the people behind us the traffic pattern in and out, and how it will affect these folks?
The traffic pattern into the facility will be here to the plant, but then all of the traffic that used to come out this way from the processing plant will go directly into resource recovery. There still will be traffic coming this way into the complex.
In regard to that traffic, there is a, you all live on a separate road, correct? You have a lane that runs off of Route 24. Right. Do you know where their road is, their lane?
Herbert Lane.
Where you get to the hatch. Yes, they're
from east.
Their road is right here.
Right. You have no intention to use that road, do you? You're not going to use that road for any reason, are you?
So you get a side road come on.
There's a, it's in the middle of the wastewater field, and there's a an irrigation system that has to be walked across the road.
Yes.
To
use the road.
Yes.
But that's currently there, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. But you're not going to run any trucks with any offal into or out of this
plant? Oh, no, no.
Plant.
That's
just
correct.
Just the spray site, right?
That's correct.
If you come back up here for a second, Mr. Wren. Could you explain to the Board of Adjustment how we have the issue of the Townsends, the water, the salt, how it was discovered, why it's being remedied?
Yes. When Mount Air did its environmental due diligence prior to the purchase of Townsends, it was discovered that the nitrate level in the groundwater was high in that area. Since then, a EPA consent order was done where we agreed to, because of the high nitrates, but it was from a previous owner, and nitrates just do not go away. Matter of fact, we found out there used to be chicken houses in the middle of that field at one time. Mount Air agreed to give the residents an option of either have bottled water or some type of treatment system, a new well, deeper, which of course you'd pick up iron, and we would put a treatment system in to remove the iron. And that's why we supply salt and bottled water to those residents.
And any discharge of any byproduct from this proposed plant or the plant that you have now, is it located in any area adjacent to where these nice folks live?
No.
Not at all.
Sir, how many gallons of water you be putting out of that? Are you talking about that plant right now? That wastewater?
The new facility?
Mm-hmm.
It's projected to put about, I think it's about 100 gallons a minute.
100 gallons a minute you'd be pumping out of there?
Out of there to the wastewater treatment facility. The treatment facility was designed for a complete refinery, which we shut down. You know, 2.8 million gallons a day treatment.
And that's running 8 hours a day?
The facility? No, it'd be running around the clock for 5 days, five and a half days.
Five and a half days.
Because we have to bring the material from the processing plant.
And you're pumping 100 gallons a minute out there?
Approximately.
Approximately.
And that's out of the plant into the treatment facility, right?
That is correct.
And then pump that to?
Where does it go from there?
It goes through the treatment facility, and then we spray irrigate over the irrigation fields.
Okay. In order to do that, that water has to be treated, correct?
It has to be treated and has to be within the permit conditions.
And that permit's issued by DNRAC?
That's correct.
And that permit has been in existence as long as Mount Air has been there?
That's correct.
Okay. Have you all ever been cited for any violation of that permit?
No, not that I know of.
Is the effluent, the water that comes from it, treated and tested before it goes on the field?
Yes.
Is it ever tested on the field?
It's...
Does anybody go out there and check it? Is there monitoring wells? Is there...
There are monitoring wells throughout the facility.
Okay. And those monitoring wells would be somewhere near these fellow people that... Sorry, I never caught your name, so... But these nice folks.
There are monitoring wells.
And there
are in that field.
Okay.
So how many systems do you have running? I mean, it won't be that one field. I mean, you got different... Probably
yeah, most of our spray fields are on the north side of 24.
Yeah. You probably got 200-300 acres you're putting that underneath, though, probably?
We have, I believe it's 1,200 acres of spray.
1,200 acres you'd be distributing that underneath of.
That's correct.
Okay.
Are there traces or nitrates in the water that you're spraying on the fields?
On the fields? Traces of nitrate in the ground?
Are there nitrates in that water?
The water that's discharged, not the water that you find...
Water that's coming from the treatment facility that's sprayed on the fields.
Is there any nitrates in the discharged water that you all put on the field?
Yes, it's there are nitrates, but it's typically less than one in the spray irrigation water, the nitrate.
Less than one nitrate?
That's correct.
Part per million?
Parts per million. Milligrams per liter, they're all interchangeable.
And permissible.
That's all the further questions I had of Mr.
One of the questions that was raised by one of the objectors had to do with the potentiality of a power failure and the fans that you've got on there. And suppose you have a power failure, suppose your thermal oxidizer just needs to be taken out of use for maintenance or something like that. What happens to the operation itself?
We would not be able to run the facility without the thermal oxidizer. We have round-the-clock maintenance at the facility, and we intend to do preventive maintenance on the weekends when the facility is not operating.
Okay.
If something does happen, what are you going to do? You got a plan for your waste? Something, say the plant messes up, if it's a new plant, I mean, you could have some problems. Do you have a plan for your waste to be taken care of?
Yes, we've inside the plant, we have it designed so that we can have a breakdown of about approximately 6 hours, 6 to 8 hours without affecting anything.
For holding?
Yes, and then after that, we would certainly have to take it to a third-party user like we're doing now.
You're doing now?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Or shut down the processing plant.
That costs money.
Excuse me?
That costs money.
That's correct.
Do you know the nitrate level of the spray irrigation water that you put on the property, the farmland?
Yes.
Does it vary, or is it pretty well level? Or?
It's fairly consistent. I mean, it varies a little bit throughout the year, but it's fairly consistent.
Parts per million, do you know?
I would say it's less than one most of the time.
Less than one?
Yes.
Thank you.
Oh, I'd just like to add, talking to the Environmental Protection, at present the parts per million is 12.7. Now he's saying they're going to add one more point, whatever that means. But right now it's at 12.7 nitrates.
Ma'am?
Actually, that's not true. The permit, she's reading from a 2002 letter, the actual permit is 10 parts per million. They're discharging one part per million, so they're nine better than their permit. And I'd be glad to have Mr. Beeching come up and explain that if you'd like.
Would you like to have it explained to you, ma'am?
Yes.
Mr. Beechin?
Your name and address, sir.
Lee Beechin, 73 Pleasanton Drive, Dover, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Mr. Beechin, what do you do for a living, sir?
I'm a consulting engineer, an environmental engineer. I'm the partner in the firm of Cave Associates.
And you're a licensed professional engineer in the state of Delaware?
I am.
And you have familiarity with wastewater treatment and discharge?
Yes, I am.
And have you done it for some time during your professional career?
About 45 years.
You feel comfortable that you know what you're talking about?
I've been a regulator, and I worked for Denrec, and I've also been a regulated party in California, and I've been a consulting engineer for 35 years.
In doing your consulting work, have you worked with Mount Air Farms with their wastewater treatment and their discharge permit at this site?
I have.
Okay, and first off, can you tell me, what is their wastewater discharge permit limit as it exists now?
It's I have to back up a little bit. Their limit is 5 milligrams per liter, the groundwater standard. The standard for water in the ground, below the ground, is 10. That's the drinking water standard.
Okay. And they currently treat their wastewater at Mount Air Farms, correct?
They do.
Okay. Are you familiar with the quality of the water or the effluent as it's discharged from this plant site?
It's 1 milligram per liter or less.
And that would be 4 better than the discharge and 10, 9 better than the groundwater?
Standard, right.
Standards. Gentlemen, do you have any other questions?
So you're saying that this is not contributing at all to the nitrate problem, except that figure you just gave us?
Eventually, with time, if there was nothing migrating under the site from off-site, their treated effluent would lower the nitrate concentration.
Would lower it.
Right.
What are typical levels in this area of nitrates?
Well, back when I was with the Department of Natural Resources, they were upwards of 120 to 140 due to, well, I won't say why, because I don't need to get in trouble with certain parts of the community, but they were, you know, I testified in the case where they were well over 100 parts per million.
Because of different manure handling processes, that has diminished?
Well, I trace it back to at the end of World War II, we had, the Department of Defense had just tons and tons of explosive fertilizer. Essentially, it was sodium nitrate, ammonium nitrate. And the Department of Agriculture was asked what to do with it, blow it up or use it. And they said, let's use it as commercial fertilizer. And I was living on a farm in high school up near Milford at the time, and I just can remember the topic of discussion at the table was, somebody's going to get 100 bushels an acre of corn. And somebody did. They were side dressing that corn. That was unbelievable, the amount of fertilizer we're putting in. And the net result was, you can't see your toes in Indian River anymore when you're clamming down there because of all the excess nutrients that have gone into the water.
Interesting. Very interesting.
So it wasn't from the chicken farms.
Huh? Excuse me?
Interesting. It wasn't from the chicken farms. Very interesting.
Well, I'll tell you a little story. When I was in my 30s, my father was hand-raising 16,000 broilers on his farm, and he had a stroke, and I ended up having to hand-raise 16,000 broilers in August, as well as keep my own farm and work as well. And so I vowed if I ever owned that farm, the first thing that was going to happen was the chicken houses were coming down, and they're down.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, is there any further questions? Hearing none. No further opposition. Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion we take case number 10,000. Actually, I make a motion we table case number 10,361 so that we have time to properly digest all this information that was given to us.
Until next regular meeting?
Until next regular meeting.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. McKee that we table case number 10,361 until our next regular meeting, which will be April the 6th. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Okay. Gentlemen, we'll stand recess. And then I'll call the board back in session. Next case, please.